Good morning to you.
Thanks very much for joining us on the Daily this morning. Now, looking at this welfare card system, as I mentioned there, the federal government has claimed that the card has had a considerable positive impact on the communities it's been used in. We don't exactly know how they're measuring it, but what is your take so far as somebody who has seen this from a first-hand perspective or first-hand or second-hand perspective?
Hi. Look, I'd just like to say firstly that I have a number of students that come from those areas where, or the area in particular where it has already been introduced. And I've worked extensively with people who are also affected by this in the Kimberley area. The opinion is divided. When you are talking about success, I'm very sceptical about what they call success. There are a lot of women in particular that like having the card because it saves them from having to give people money that who may ask for it and ordinarily be obliged to assist. But really, the overall feeling is that it's in one way it's just another form of oppression. We know better. This is what we're going to do. There's no choice about whether you have an opinion. It makes it very difficult for people who are already disadvantaged. They're not going to be advantaged by having the card. It's employment issues. People are not going to be able to suddenly get jobs just by having their income managed. There's two sides of the story as to whether there has been any community benefit. They say, if you listen to the articles and what have you that come out, that there's been a reduction in alcohol consumption, and that may well be the case. And nobody can argue that that would be a good thing. But the other thing is people that really want to access alcohol or drugs or gambling or whatever, they are still going to do it. The card can be abused, being on-sold and that sort of thing for lesser amounts of cash, so that people are getting a double whammy. They're already being had their income managed, and then they might be getting less for the card than what it's actually worth. And so, from the people that I have spoken to across a wide range of people, not just welfare recipients, but also those working in the service industry, the main thing is you don't get a chance to opt out. If it was a voluntary system, people that really wanted it, really needed it, would opt in. And I know a number of people that that do opt in, not for this particular card, but for other cards in other areas. They opt in because they want it. They're not being told what to do.
And essentially, I think one of the key criticisms you raise there, Anna, is that this doesn't address root causes. This isn't getting people off welfare. This is just essentially managing them once they're on it.
That's right. It's just control. It's a form of control. And what is the gain? The gain is that people are not going to drink or gamble. But this is a horrendously expensive system to put in place. They would be better off investing those funds in real employment, finding real employment options for people that are already chronically disadvantaged.
And apart from the employment options there, it's obviously something of a band-aid fix, if you're likely to abuse alcohol or gambling, well, we're not going to give you the money to do so. And yet, again, when we go back to root causes, how do you feel this money could be better spent to actually address the issues of gambling, of drug and alcohol addiction in disadvantaged communities?
Look, it all comes back to education. Now, we're at whatever level that is, particularly with younger people, there's no future, or wait a moment, that's not necessarily true. Not no future, limited prospects.
Mm.
So the money, I believe the money would be better spent on providing real educational opportunities and real jobs, not just training people just to keep them off the street and give them a card that they can do very little with.
Mm. Anna, thank you very much. I really do appreciate your time joining us this morning, having a chat with us about this one.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.